Hello? Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And I'm conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Okay, are you a legal resident in the state of Minnesota, sir?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, what is this for?
Okay, this is about pressing global environment issues in Minnesota, sir.
All right, yes. I can answer a few questions.
Okay, sir. All right. You say you're a legal resident of Minnesota, right? Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
All right. All right, sir. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, in your opinion?
The biggest issue for Minnesota today. You know, the racism. It's getting bad.
Racism?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, friend, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
What's the biggest environment issue?
Yes, environmental issue.
I think it's the butterflies.
Butterflies. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
They're bad for the environment.
Okay, sir, and what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
The most important environment issue?
Yes, sir.
For me, it's keeping the lake safe. That was one of my first, yeah.
Okay, it'd be like maybe, you see, water pollution or?
Yeah, we'll go water pollution, that's fair.
Okay. All right, sir, now using a scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Refining, would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say excellent.
Okay, what about forest products?
I'd say excellent.
Agriculture and farming.
I'd say excellent.
Medical manufacturing.
I'd say excellent.
Electric utilities.
I'd say excellent.
And mining.
I'd say middle of the road.
We got good, just fair, or poor.
I'm going to give just fair. I can't give excellent for that.
Okay. All right, no problem. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and would you rate the job, you know, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups doing managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one would be Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Would that be excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
That would be excellent.
Okay, what about environmental groups?
That would be excellent.
U.S. Forest Service.
That would be excellent.
And, okay, forest and timber industries.
That would be excellent as well.
And county land departments.
I'd say fair.
Fair, just fair? All right.
Yeah, just fair.
Okay. All right, sir, and how important do you feel the forest products industry, you know, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
I'd say it's not too important, I don't think.
Okay, not too important. All right. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it's very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
I think I'd go not too significant.
Not too significant. All right. Thank you. Okay, in each of the, each year trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted, you know, and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvest, same as harvest, or fewer than harvest?
No, I'd probably say more than harvest.
More than harvest, okay. All right, sir, and do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than in the 1970s?
I'm going to go fewer.
Fewer, okay. All right, sir, and do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
I would say yes, I think there are.
There are, okay. All right, and what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
By that, do you mean
what kind of impact, if any, do you believe, you know, timber harvesting has on Minnesota wildlife?
Oh, negative.
Negative, okay. All right, thank you. All right, and do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Yes, I think it is possible.
It is possible, okay. All right, and do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not, you know, park or wilderness areas or not?
I think it is accessible, yes.
Oh, so yes, okay. All right, sir, some forest land, you know, is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purpose. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or not?
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea.
Be a good idea. Okay, thank you. And okay, sir, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest to use as, you know, biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
I'm going to go, I don't think it is.
So no, right? Okay. Thank you, sir.
No.
All right, sir. And do you feel that it's, you know, appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest to use as, you know, biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
I think not.
So no, not use whole trees. Okay. All right, sir. Yeah. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry?
No, I have not.
You have not, okay. And do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income, you know, to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy? Significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I would say minor.
It's a minor, okay. All right, thank
minor,
you, sir.
Yeah.
All right, sir, we're almost done with this survey. I really thank you for your time and your answers, okay, your opinion. Okay, like many industries, you know, Minnesota forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce. specifically finding, train, and qualify logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of tax, you know, state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Would that be support or oppose?
I would not support, no.
So not, right? Oppose, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, sir. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and, you know, and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment on its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200 plus hour certification training and operations and equipment use, you know, in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. Okay, the investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both, you know, the number and the diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of the rural economies, forest and forest industries? Would that be a support or oppose, sir?
Wait, so is it support the forest industry in Minnesota with tax dollars?
Yes, sir.
I would not support
just like,
that.
You know, just like, you know, just like Wisconsin is improving rural economies, you know, doing that.
So Wisconsin, is Wisconsin replanting trees? Is that it?
Well, they doing that, you know, they doing a creation of two training facilities providing, you know, 200 plus hour certification training in operations and equipment, using either timber harvesting or forest product mills. That's what they asking, you know.
I think I would say do not support.
Okay, so do not oppose, right? Okay, oppose.
Yeah, oppose.
All right, sir, and I'm gonna list you several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. The first one says create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Would that be support or oppose?
Support.
What about increase the number of diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed by the, you know, employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, the minority communities and minority communities? Would that be a support or oppose?
That'd be support.
Okay, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
I support.
Okay, and that, the last one says get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that, you know, forestry worker jobs provide.
I support.
Okay. All right, sir, and the last few questions, the finally, just a few questions for, you know, about you and your household, okay? What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
I'm in college.
So be some college or you, or
yeah,
college graduate
some college.
Already?
Some college, no, okay? just some college.
Okay, sir, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
18.
Okay, all right. All right, sir, and how would you describe the community you live in? Would you say a large city, suburban, a small town, or farm or rural?
Say suburban.
Suburban, okay. All right, sir, is your annual household income less than $25,000 a year, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or more than $100,000 a year?
More than 100,000.
Okay, more than 100,000. All right, sir, and do you consider your political views liberal or progressive, moderate or conservative?
The middle.
Moderate?
Yeah, moderate.
Or, okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, sir. In which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, or retire or homemaker, a student or not employed?
A student.
All right. All right, friend. Last question. In terms of gender, do you consider yourself to be male, female, or something else?
Male.
All right. All right, sir. Well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time, and I appreciate your opinion. Okay. You have a great evening, sir.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.